Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject, am I number one or two?
Ooh.
Dear Stephen Shirley, yeah, my husband and I have been together for 6 years and married 3. He's 37 and I'm 31. He's divorced and has a son and a daughter from his marriage. I absolutely adore them, and they spend weekends and summers with us. My husband has always put his children first, and I love that about him. He still finds time to spoil me by doing all of the cooking, planning dates for us, and sending me flowers at work, or randomly calling me during the day to say he loves me. In addition to all of that, he's an amazing lover. There's just one problem I'm having with our marriage. He's still too close to his ex-wife. His ex-wife sends him videos often of the children doing things around the house, or she FaceTimes him if she's in the car with the children. I don't have a problem with the videos of the children because children grow up fast and he's not with them 24/7. I do have a problem when his ex-wife is front and center in the videos and has put on makeup, lashes, and her new wig for the video. My husband and I were leaving church this past Sunday, and his ex-wife FaceTimed us with the children. She didn't know I was with him, and the first thing she said was that she got her hair cut in the style he used to love because she was tired of wearing wigs. Then she asked if he liked it, and he responded that he always thought that style was very complimentary to her face. I sat there heartbroken and quiet. I think it's inappropriate to speak to his ex this much and about something so personal. When she calls him or sends videos, I feel like the third wheel. She was his high school sweetheart, and he said he will always cherish her as a mother of his children. So am I number one or number two? Come on. You're number one. I mean, I gotta say this to you. Please, don't go getting all insecure on us, okay? Insecure is a TV show, all right? You are okay. You just gotta know that. You are married to this man. It sounds like you have nothing to worry about. What did you say in your letter? Let me read your words back to you. He plans dates. He cooks all the meals. He sends you flowers at work, randomly calls you during the day just to say he loves you. He's an amazing lover. You are married to this man. It sounds like you have nothing to worry about. The ex-wife is trying you. Don't get scared and let her throw you off your game. She wants to cause problems between the two of you. Do not let her. She is the ex. She's really the insecure one. Why else would she be tripping like that with him? Your husband actually sounds a little scared, you know, like he doesn't really know what to do in that situation when she asks him stuff like that. He just is trying to keep the peace, okay, so he can still see his sons and everything can be cool. I'm not excusing his behavior, anything like that, because he could say something to her, but who knows? Then she could cause some unnecessary problems as far as letting him see the kids when he needs to and all of that. Or she could just be a bee. I mean, if she FaceTimes him while you're there, just lean in and say, hey, girl, what's up? You know, oh, your hair looks cute or whatever you want to say at that time. Let her know you're there. I mean, he married you. He's still with you. So remember, you have the upper hand. You are number one. You are number one. She doesn't even have a number at this point. She's the ex. So know who you are. Don't get sucked into her silly, childish games, okay? Please don't do that. Steve?
I just see a letter filled with insecurity.
Exactly.
That's all I see. The woman that wrote the letter, you're just completely insecure. And I think you're making a case out of nothing. I'm assuming that the kids are young. Mm. And that's why she sends all the videos and all this here. But Shirley nailed it on the head. They spend weekends and summers with y'all. You absolutely adore them. Your husband always puts his kid first, and you love that about him. Then he's still spoiling you, cooking, planning dates, flowers at work, randomly calling during the day to say love you. What? And then he's an amazing lover. The only problem I'm having in our marriage, he's too close to his ex-wife. She sends him videos of the children doing things around the house. It's his kids. They his right. kids. If she's in the car with the children, she FaceTimes him. I don't have a problem with the videos of the children because the children grow up fast, he's not around. Okay, cool. But then you say, I do have a problem when his ex-wife is front and center of the videos. Who the kids don't have the phone. The kids right. don't FaceTime. How else? Do you know how many times them kids probably go, I want to talk to my daddy. Or can I talk to daddy? Mm-hmm. You know how many times they'll say that? Because they seem to have a great relationship. So now you mad because she done put on makeup, lashes, and her new wig for the video. Would you prefer the old wig?
Not the old wig.
I mean, you know, you mad because it's the new wig. I'm just trying to figure out where you at. You know, now your husband and I was leaving church this past Sunday and the ex-wife FaceTimed us with the children. Now, she didn't know I was with him. The first thing she said was she got a haircut in the style he used to love because she was tired of wearing wigs. And he asked if he liked it and he responded he always thought that style was complimentary of her face. I sat there heartbroken and quiet. Heartbroken.
Jeez.
Because somebody said they like a hairstyle instead of a damn wig. Lady, you a lot. I'll be back. You a lot, though.
Yeah, we'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, and am I number one or number two? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, am I number one or number two?
Okay, the wife is married to this man, 37. She 31. Two kids. They absolutely love the kids. It's been weekends and summers with y'all. The husband always put the kids first, but she still feel time to spoil her. Cooking, cleaning, planning dates, sending flowers, randomly calling, great loving, everything. The only problem is too close to his ex-wife. His ex-wife sending videos of the children doing stuff around the house. So what? Or she FaceTimes him if she's in the car with the children. The children want to talk to their daddy. I don't have a problem with the videos of the children because children grow up fast, okay? Stay right there with that. Mm-hmm. I do have a problem with the ex-wife in front and center in all the videos. What, the kids, how old are these kids? They ain't got no FaceTime. Who else gonna cut the phone on? Lady, my husband and I were leaving church this past Sunday. Here the part that messed up the letter. And the ex-wife FaceTimed us with the children. She didn't know I was with him. And the first thing, now y'all leaving church together. Are you hearing all of this? Mm-hmm. Y'all leaving church together. First thing she said was she got the haircut and the style he used to love because she was tired of wearing wigs. Then she asked if he liked it. He responded. He always thought that the style was very complimentary to her face. That's all he said. I sat there heartbroken and quiet. I think it's inappropriate to speak to his ex-wife this much about something so personal. A wig?
A haircut?
A wig, lady?
She's crazy.
When she calls and sends videos, I feel like third wheel. She was his high school sweetheart, and he said he will always cherish her as the mother of his children. So am I number one or number two? You're number one. Stop acting like you number two.
Right.
See, you doing this to yourself because he ain't doing nothing to you. You are insecure. The man is not doing anything to you. Lady, okay, hold on. Check this part out right here.
Okay.
If she FaceTimes with the kid, mm-hmm. or they just have a general conversation. Also, she is the now current ex-wife.
Right.
Why are you steady bringing up the fact that they was high school sweethearts? That has nothing to do with it. You are the current wife. They broke up because they didn't work. Mm-hmm. He's done nothing to say he want her back. But the man said he will always cherish her as the mother of his children. That's pretty respectful.
I think so. Yeah. He didn't say love her. He didn't say want her. He just said cherish her. She did a great thing.
Man, I don't understand this letter right here.
She's making a problem where there is.
Except, yeah, you're right about that, Shirley. Sister, you got to just back up. Chill out for a minute. You all right. There's no need to even write the letter. He ain't even said nothing inappropriate to him. You mad at the fact that she's sending your husband video. Now, if your husband starts sending her videos, you got a problem.
Yeah. Right.
And Steve, let me ask you this. Don't you think that he's trying to keep the peace, you know, when he talks to her or he's, you know, nice to her or whatever, just, you know, when she asked him about the wig, I think is complimentary to your face or whatever he
That's
said. You know what
all
I mean?
It is.
Yeah.
He didn't say, ooh, you fine as hell.
Maybe.
So,
like
you
that.
Know, yeah, you know, you in here adding stuff to this. Yeah. Plus, are they enemies? See, I don't think they got divorced as enemies.
That doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like they're mm-hmm. trying to co-parent and
that's it. That's all they're trying to do is bring these kids up. That's it. She the ex is extra. Now she is very extra with it. Yeah. You know.
She's trying. She's trying.
Uh-huh.
To play
she's
the game.
Like I said, she's trying her. Yeah, she's trying her. She is. But
I'm just,
you're number one. You don't know all the stuff you said he's doing for you, and
she's just
he must
she's
love
oh,
you.
But Shirley, she said it all in the letter.
Yeah,
you
she's
know,
taking the bait from the girl.
It's like, don't let her do this to you. What? Yeah, get yourself together. You've lost all your confidence. You got to come on now. Look where you are
back.
And look where she is. Look where you are and look where the ex is. The ex wants to be where you are. Don't let her do it by you acting insecure, you know?
That's it, Shirley. Get your swag back.
Yeah, come on now. And you said you love the kids and all of that.
Well, you know, she, I don't, you know, like I said, a letter of total insecurity, just total insecurity. So I can't help you, ma'am. You got to pull yourself together. You chilling and said it. I done said it. You're creating a problem that don't exist. But if you keep on doing this to the man, and I don't even, it don't even sound like he irritated by it. You just over there tripping. I'm sitting here heartbroken and quiet, talking about her wig.
There's a lot more things to be heartbroken about, really.
You bet not, Shirley, ever talk about my wig.
All right, thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Steve's Hood Olympic report, okay? We'll get to it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network.
Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.